living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So have you ever thought that the toxic environment that we live in might be causing you to hold on to some weight? Hey, it's possible. First, let me just lay out some toxin facts for you. The EPA in this country allows over 70,000 industrial chemicals. Now, that's throughout many different products for car, house, you know, you name it. About 1,000 new toxins are introduced every year. And in one EPA study, they showed that, especially in a city environment, any person at any given time could have upwards of 400 to 500 measurable toxins in their bloodstream. Now, come on, you know that has to be doing a lot of damage. And my guest here says that, yeah, it could actually be affecting your weight. This is Sharon Ball. She's a Christian life and wellness coach, as well as a nurse practitioner, and is now specializing in life reinvention, as well as healthy weight loss without dieting. She's the author of the book, Reinventing Yourself Today. Sharon, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So you say there's
something that I'm excited to share with everyone.
Well, thanks for coming on. So you say there's a clear correlation that exists between toxins and obesity. And I actually got that from your book, Clear Correlation. Can you kind of explain that for us?
Well, they've discovered that a lot of the new chemicals that have been introduced since the 1950s are actually obesogens, and that's a new word that's been...
It's a new one for me.
Yeah. It means that it's a obesogenic chemical is a chemical that interferes with the functioning of our endocrine system. So our endocrine system... has to do with appetite, metabolism, insulin, ghrelin, leptin, all the hormones that affect weight gain and weight loss. And these obesogenic chemicals are actually interfering with that system. And that's how they create weight gain, is by messing with our metabolism, is the easy way to think about
it. Yeah, so it's disrupting the normal system.
Yeah, the normal functioning of our endocrine system, which ordinarily works to keep us regulated. So we eat enough that we have fuel for our body, but not too much so that we store too much.
That's the idea, if it was normal. Yeah, no, I read somewhere, too, that, you know, a lot of the toxins in the environment are fat-based. Many of them are mimic estrogen, even. They're called xenoestrogens. And your body, in order to kind of handle them, often makes more fat to surround these toxins. Have you ever seen any studies on that before?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The toxins are stored in our fat cells so that the body's trying to keep the toxins away from the rest of our body, so it stores it in the fat. And actually, if we lose weight too fast, we release all of these toxins into our body. That's one reason for not losing weight too fast, is because all the toxins that were stored there is suddenly running around in our bloodstream.
So Sharon, an easy solution then that pops into my mind is that maybe we need to do more detox type programs, but of course we live in a toxic environment. I mean, a detox is only going to work so much, right?
Exactly. And I don't focus as much on detox as I do on, let's decrease your exposure, because why detox today and then fill your body back up with toxins tomorrow? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
So how do we do that? I mean, because this is tough, right? I mean, we're talking about, as I just said at the beginning of this, 70,000 chemicals in our environment. I mean, so what are some of your food,
our water,
everywhere
we look. Yeah, but we just take some of the most common ones, and we're not going to be able to remove 100% of these toxins from our environment, but we can remove some. For instance, pesticides. And the majority of the pesticides sprayed on our produce now came into being in the last 60 years. And it was interesting how you were saying that some chemicals are actually mimic estrogen. I think atrazine was one that was originally, in the 1920s, It was created to be a synthetic estrogen, and now they use it as a pesticide to spray on our produce. So, the atrazine. So we're getting that in our food. We're also getting it in our water because it runs off the fields and gets into our groundwater.
Let's do this. But Sharon, do this. So let's go back to the food for a sec. Okay, so if grocery stores are spraying this, the produce.
No, not the grocery stores. The people that are growing it.
Okay, so not it's not happening. Okay, so
it's sprayed in the fields. Yeah, it's sprayed in the fields while they're growing our produce.
Okay, and what about now? Yeah. I do know, but isn't it true that some grocery stores also are spraying some stuff on there too? So even if you're doing organic, you got to make sure your grocery store is not adding anything to it to make it look nice and waxy and everything in the store as well.
And that's usually the non-organic. Yeah, they put the wax on it to make them shiny, and that makes it even harder to wash the pesticides off. There is a list of, it's the Environmental Working Group. They publish a list every year. The Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 was their last list, and it lists the dozen pieces of produce or types of produce that have the highest pesticide residue, and then they list 15 produce that have lower residue of the pesticide, so that none of us have a lot of money, and organic is more expensive, so we can focus on buying our organic, the foods that are listed under that Dirty Dozen. We buy those organic, and then the Clean 15,
suggestion.
we can buy those, the conventionally grown. So
what about household products? Because I know a lot of your air fresheners, those are just full of toxins. Are there any natural alternatives there to use?
There are some companies that are trying to that do make cleaning products. I don't have any brand names right now in front of me, but I do buy from a company called Maluka, which is trying to create greener products.
So ultimately, what we're trying to do here is to decrease the toxin burden.
Right.
So that we can get a, reestablish a normal endocrine and metabolic system so that maybe we can finally lose some weight. Now, is this all part of your program, Reinventing Yourself Today? Do you talk a lot about the toxins and weight loss?
In the weight loss program, I discuss all the different things that are creating obesity in us today, and we figure out which ones are affecting the individual that I'm working with. And toxins are one, insulin resistance is one, and the pesticides are just the tip of the iceberg. A lot of our processed foods have so many artificial synthetic things in them that they're not even food anymore. The high fructose corn syrup, the hydrogenated fats, the artificial sweeteners. Then you've got your meats that are full of growth promoting hormones and antibiotics.
Right. Okay.
Then there's nonstick cookware. Lining of the nonstick cookware is a chemical that was originally made a plasticizer is what they originally made it for. And it was supposed to make plastics hard and rigid, and then...
let's do this. We're going to have to stop it there. So we know we got a detox. I think this is a great idea. Is there a website real quickly that we can send listeners to? Real quick.
Thinnerafter50.com.
All right, awesome. Thinnerafter50.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.